Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jose Mesa. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting second. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brent Maine. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Luis Aquino. And now, play ball. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Horn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McCray hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aquino fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Hoyles moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Devereaux is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, The Orioles won, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Tartabull moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the mound. Mesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maine hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. There goes Cromarty trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Maine moves to second. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 1, Royals, 1. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 1 in the game. Horn strikes out. 2 outs. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seghe is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghe hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ripken moves to second. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsalak is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsalak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orsalak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Brett reaches second base with a double. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Main is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Main hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Seitzer. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Seitzer steals second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pecota is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pecota strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 2 in the game. Horn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pecota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. There goes Howard. The throw from Hoyles to Ripken, and Howard is out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghe scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seghe is 0 for 2 in the game. Seghe hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsalak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsalak hits a pop-up into left center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Hewlett moves to third. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Hoyles scores. Bell moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Devereaux hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pecota reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tartabull moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Cromartie moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Todd Fraworth now pitching. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Maine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Cromartie scores. One out. It's Orioles, 3, Royals, 3. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fraworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Maine moves to second. 2 outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Magnant now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Randy Milligan pinch hits for Sam Horn. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milligan hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 4-3, Orioles. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Segui is 0-for-3 in the game. Segui hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Milligan moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Orsalak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsalak bunts towards the mound. Magnant fields it and throws to third for the out. Segui moves to second. One out. Steve Crawford now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hewlett strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hoyles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive for a single. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson strikes out. One out. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. 2 outs. Mark Williamson now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Warren Cromarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cromarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken is walked intentionally. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a line drive for a single. Devereaux scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 6-3, Orioles. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Segui is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to third. Milligan moves to second. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Orsulac hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Milligan scores. Segui moves to third. It's 8-3, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Main is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Main hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops it up and throws to first, with Williamson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Bill Pecota batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pecota is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pecota hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for David Howard. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Pecotin now playing shortstop. Terry Shumpert now playing second base. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoyles hits a line drive beyond short. Pecota can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Hoyles moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Devereaux hits a line drive towards short. Pecota reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gibson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Brett takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Greg Olson now pitching. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McRae scores. Gibson scores. Brett moves to second. It's 8-5, Orioles. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Warren Cromarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cromarty is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. One out. It's 8-6, Orioles. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Main is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Main hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 8-7, Orioles. Gary Thurman pinch runs for Brent Main. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Pecota is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pecota hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Thurman moves to second. It's Orioles, 8, Royals, 8. Carmelo Martinez pinch hits for Terry Shumpert. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thurman moves to third. Pecota moves to second. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Martinez is walked intentionally. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McRae is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghe fields it and throws to home to get Thurman. Pecota moves to third. Martinez moves to second. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike McFarlane now catching. Bill Pecota now playing second base. Kurt Stillwell now playing shortstop. Storm Davis now pitching. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Milligan hits a line drive beyond short. Stillwell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seghe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seghe bunts towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Milligan moves to second. 1 out. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Orsalak is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Orsalak is walked intentionally. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 8. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Orsalak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cromartie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 8. the Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pecota is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. McFarlane moves to second. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Olsen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Royals 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripken moves to second. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seghi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seghi hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsilak is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Orsilak hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Milligan moves to third. It's 9-8, Orioles. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stillwell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Royals 8. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Kilgus now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Kansas City Royals, 8. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.